我们一同打开圣经创世纪第三十五章。
Let us turn to the 35th chapter of Genesis.
创世纪第三十五章。
Genesis chapter 35.
我们从最后一段来看。
We will read the last passage.
他们第十六节。
Verse 16.
他们从伯特利起行，利以法他还有一段路程，那届临产甚是艰难。正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说，不要怕，你又要得一个儿子了，他将于近你死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼，他父亲给他起名叫做便雅悯。拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁，以法他就是伯利恒。雅各在他的坟上立了一个铜牌，就是拉结的墓碑，到今天还在那里。以色列起行前往，在以德台那边支他帐篷。这一段很简短，就是提到拉结死的事情。拉结是雅各真正爱的女子。
Rachel was a person truly loved by Jacob.
雅各从来没有想要过一个多妻的生活。
Jacob never thought that he would have many wives.
他从来没有想要娶好多个妻子。
He had never wished to have many wives.
他真正一次见面就永远爱的人只有一个人。
He only loved this one person he met for the first time.
他爱的就是这个妹妹，这个拉班的小女儿叫做拉结。
And that would be the younger daughter of Laban, Rachel.
但是事与愿违。
But he did not get what he wished.
拉结用诡计把两个女儿都嫁给他。
And Laban used deceitful ways to get the two daughters to marry him.
当他被欺骗以后呢
？When he was deceived,
他发现了原来娶到的已经与他同房的。原来新娘是利亚，不是拉结的。
After the wedding night, he discovered the bride to be Leah and not Rachel.
这是何等扫兴的一件事情。
And this was something that was disappointing.
所以他就来到了岳父面前跟他论理。
And so he went to his father-in-law to argue.
我不是跟你讲的是拉结吗
？Didn't I tell you that I wanted to marry Rachel?
他的舅父对他说
，And his uncle said to him,
我们这里的规矩要把大女儿嫁了才能嫁小女儿。
Our custom is that we are to marry the oldest daughter first.
所以你如果要的话，你还要再服侍七年。
If you are willing, then you have to serve for another 7 years.
就这样，雅各就把整个生命放在这个家里面很久的日子。
And so he was in a family for many, many years.
以后呢，为了女子之间的妒忌。
And because of jealousy between the wives,
所以他们再把他们的使女、他们的婢女送进雅各的房间里面。
And Jacob was the maid servants were sent into Jacob's room.
雅各最后就变成有四个妻妾的一个男人。
In the end, he had 4 wives.
结果产生了12个男孩子，一个女儿在他的下面。
And 12 sons and 1 daughters were produced.
雅各这一生这么多的事情发生，根本不是他的计划。
Many things that happened to Jacob was not part of his plan.
所以我们不要以为一个男人一生要做的事情，他有把握控制他自己的生命。
So do not think that every man is able to control his own destiny.
等到你人生到了快要结束的时候，你回头看。
Sometimes towards the end of your life, when you look back,
你都不明白为什么这些事会发生在我的身上。
You will not be able to understand why certain things happen.
为什么我做人到底走到这一段的地步呢
？Why did I end up the way I did?
我们与人之间的关系好像不是我们自己可以主张的。
Very often, human relationships are out of our control.
我们的生命的印记好像是很被动的。
And very often we seem passive in the events of our lives.
雅各有很多的事情，他家中发生的事情。儿女发生的事情根本上没有办法控制的事情。
And Jacob could not control many things that happened within his family.
特别是迪拿受害的事情。
Especially in the tragedy of Dina.
给我看见他毫无办法。
In this incident, he couldn't do anything.
束手无策。
He had no plans.
在雅各的十二个孩子里面。
With among the 12 sons.
犹大发生了一些不应该发生的事情。
There are things that happened to Judah.
流便也发生了不应该发生的事情。
And also things that happened to Reuben.
犹大跟自己的媳妇犯奸淫。
Judah had incest with his own daughter-in-law.
流便跟自己的一个这个爸爸的妾犯奸淫。
Reuben had committed incest with one of the concubines of his father.
都知道这个事情。
And Jacob would have known all these things.
雅各没有办法应付这个事情。
But he had no solutions.
所以生孩子是一件事情。
And so it is one thing to have children.
养孩子是第二件事情。
Another thing to bring them up.
教孩子是第三件事情。
Yet another thing to educate them.
管孩子是第四个事情。
Another thing altogether to control them.
许多时候我们做长辈的人。
Those of us who are elderly.
就眼巴巴看见孩子不受控制一路长大起来。
Very often we see our children growing up without any control.
No, 我们要怎么样呢？
What is the solution then?
所以呢，从这些人生的经验里面，
from all these human experiences,
活生生的被记在这圣经里面，
the Bible recorded them all.
是呢，历史历代所有的人的见解，
that it may become warning for people of all generations.
我们一定要注意的。
So we need to pay attention.
那么雅各最爱的妻子呢？
The wife that Jacob loved most,
就使他最失望。
Was also one that disappointed her.
偏偏看不见他最爱的妻子怀孕生孩子。
He couldn't witness the wife giving birth to a son.
所以他等很久很久的时间。
So he took a long time.
那些不是他爱的，一年到头都在生。
Those wives that he did not love keep giving birth to children.
他爱的偏偏年年等，等不到一个儿子。
But then the sons of the woman he loved was very late to come.
有一天神怜悯了他。
One day God had mercy on him.
拉结生第一个孩子的时候。
When Rachel had the first child,
雅各从被动变成主动醒过来了。
And Jacob had awakening.
我在这件事情要给你们一些提醒。
I want to remind you of this thing.
在你生命的过程中，就有很多很被动的时间推你到年老的时候。
In your life, you will be passive, and there are many things that will just push you along.
但呢，有一些特别的时刻。
But there will be very special moments.
会刺激你思想，我是一个人。我应当怎么做人，我要怎么决定，你就改变了。
That will stimulate you to think about what you are, what kind of human being you are, and you will change your life.
那么那些时刻，那些时辰，是你生命中间最重要的里程碑。
And those are the most special milestones of your life.
那么这些时辰怎么来临的呢？
But where would these moments come?
我们没有办法好好去了解的。
It's difficult for us to understand.
但是经历会对我们讲话。
But our experiences will speak to us.
受苦的经历留下印记最深。
Especially the experiences of suffering.
我们受过苦。
When we suffer.
我们失败过。
When we fail.
我们受人藐视。
When we are looked down.
我们受人侮辱。
When we have been humiliated.
我们当众人面前被那些不应当轻看我们的人才轻看我们。
When we are despised in front of everyone.
这些东西都是我们一生很难忘记。
These are things that we will never forget.
那么这些的经历常常刺激我们重新思想我们的价值观。
But these experiences always stimulate us to rethink about our values.
重新思想我们做人存在的意义。
To rethink about the meaning of our existence.
那么这些的思想一产生以后呢？
And when these thoughts come,
我们的生命就改变了。
Our life will be transformed.
我们的方向就有新的动能了。
And we will have a motive towards a new direction.
所以雅各好像一个机器一样的。
Jacob was like a robot.
一直做，一直做。
He kept working.
生命就是这样嘛。
And that was his life.
做人大家是一样的嘛。
It was like that
for everyone. 我们就一天过一天就算了嘛。
And we just pass our days.
但是当拉结生第一个孩子的时候。
But when Rachel had the first son.
他想，这是我的后代。
He said, "This is my descendant."
这是我的家。
This is my family.
我这个家前面要怎么走？
How would this family survive?
我后半生要怎么生活？
How would my life be?
我要怎样对付这个新生的孩子？
How would I treat this newborn?
整个生命就改变过来。
His entire life changed.
我不知道你生命中间有哪一些这样的时间，使你过去的看法完全改变，变成新的人、新的人生、新的观念。新的价值跟新的方向。
I don't know whether your life has such experiences where your entire life is transformed, you get a new direction, new value system.
所以他就变得很勇敢的跑到他的岳父，也是他的舅父那里去。
And he became very bold. He went to his uncle and also his father-in-law.
现在你告诉我。
And said, now you tell me.
我可以不可以继续在你这里呢？
Can I continue to live with you?
我服侍你这几十年。
I have served you many years.
对的，我有自己的家了。
Now I have my own family.
其实他在这个约瑟被生下来以前，已经有了十个孩子了。
But before Joseph was born, he had already 10 sons.
但是现在我自己的家这个字才从他口中出来。
This was the first time he said my family.
好像从前都是为他的岳父抱孙子、养孙子。跟自己的家没有关系的一样。
As if the other children were meant as grandchildren for his uncle.
现在他醒过来了。
Now he awakened.
他特别爱约瑟。
Because he loved Joseph.
约瑟是他真正爱情的结晶。
He was the product of true love.
偏爱孩子是埋下一颗定时炸弹。
When you are biased in your love towards the children, you are planting a time bomb.
对儿女的不公平的待遇是他们心中最大的创伤。
And you hurt your children very much when you are not fair.
孩子们根本不盼望一定要选择被生在有钱的家里面。
Children would not want to choose to be born in a wealthy family.
孩子也没有嫌母亲不够漂亮，爸爸不够英俊。
And children would not blame the parents for being not too handsome or too pretty.
很少孩子们不满足于爸爸妈妈给他们的零用钱，给他们的住处是比较简陋的。
Very few children will grumble about the state of their life, the amount of money they have from their
parents. 但孩子生命中的所受的创伤，就是对兄弟之间有不平等的爱产生的痛苦。
But children suffer greatly when they perceive that there's unfairness in the siblings.
不过我们要问一个很重要的问题。
We want to ask a very important question.
雅各有没有可能用平等的爱来爱他的十二个男孩子呢？
Could it be that Jacob would love all 12 sons equally?
有没有可能避免对孩子在约瑟跟其他兄弟中间有不同待遇的这种偏爱的果效呢？
Could it be that he's able to escape from this curse of biasness?
这是非常非常不可能的事情。
This is quite impossible.
因为人实实在在太软弱了。
Indeed, we are weak.
那你做人的儿女的
，When you are children,
你看到你的爸爸特别爱你弟弟或者你哥哥、你姐姐或者你妹妹的时候，你心中多么酸痛，你心中多么难过。
You will be greatly hurt when you realize that your parents would love your brother or your sister more than you.
我相信我们中间很多人都有这样的经验。
I think a lot of us have similar experiences.
但是当你自己做父母的时候
，But when you become a parent yourself,
你为特别的理由爱上一个特别的孩子，跟其他的孩子不一样，你感到这是很若情若离的事情。
You will find that it's very natural and reasonable to love one child more than any other children.
这个是每一个家庭都可能发生的事情。
This is something that can happen in any family.
那么圣经记载活生生的这些事情
，The Bible recorded all these life examples.
就是要间接我们生命中间有可能重蹈这些的覆辙。
To warn us that in our life we can repeat the same mistakes.
等我们有看到约瑟的故事的时候
，When we see the story of Joseph，
你就知道他因为父亲对他偏爱，受了无穷无尽的痛苦。
You will see that because his father loved him more, so he had to suffer more.
许多时候，我们所最爱的人变成我们最害的人。
Sometimes we love someone so much that we end up hurting them.
许多时候，我们最袒护的人，也就受我们。产生了最多损失的人。
Sometimes we defend a person so much that he will be hurt by us indeed.
就是感情不正确产生的副作用。
This is the side effect that comes when your emotion is not properly applied.
这些东西是很难挽回过来的。
And things like these are very difficult to recover.
生命是严肃的。
Life should be treated solemnly.
生命是可爱的。
But life is lovely.
生命也是很可怕的。
Life is also horrifying.
因为在生命的过程中间，有时间一去不回头的严肃性。
In the progression of life, it is solemn because time goes one way without returning.
所以在这个错误的决定所产生的不堪接受的后果，常常使我们带来永远没有办法停止的后悔。
We can regret eternally because of a decision made that cannot be recovered in our lives.
雅各的家里一大堆这些的事情给我们做例子。
This sort of thing happens so often in the family of Jacob.
雅各因为多妻
，because he had many wives，
所以他的孩子们也学了，不是单单要对一个女人忠心就够了。
And so his sons follow the same example.
他们试试看可以有一些对别的女子的欢喜。
They wanted to fall in love with other women.
所以甚至在自己的家人中间也犯了这些的事情。
And so they committed the sexual sins within their own family.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is something most horrifying.
你看见了雅各有一个孩子，就是流便最大的孩子。
And the first son, Reuben,
跟雅各的妾发生关系的时候。
When he had sexual relationship with a concubine of Jacob.
雅各知道这件事情。
Jacob knew about this.
雅各完全没有办法。
But he couldn't do anything about it.
这些副作用继续不断在家庭生活中间发生出来。
And all these side effects continue its course.
是成了我们要警戒的事情。
And so we need to be warned about it.
我们生一大堆孩子是很容易的。
It is easy to have many children.
养大一大堆的孩子是不容易的。
But difficult to raise them up.
教好每一个孩子更不容易的。
And certainly more difficult to educate them well.
当孩子发生时，你严格的管制他们是更不容易的。
And when things happen, then you try to do something, it's even worse.
很多的家庭就好像很被动的在历史的轮子中间被斩过去了。
And so many families seem to be just floating around in the whole wheel of time.
雅各不但有了十一个孩子。
Not only did Jacob have 11 sons.
这张圣经告诉我们，他生第十二个孩子的时候。
This passage tells us about the last son.
他最爱的。
His most beloved.
因为生下孩子就死了。
Wife Rachel died because of the childbirth.
而且这是在路途中间。
And it was along the way.
当雅各要回到他的地方去的时候。
When Jacob was going back home.
他从伯特利起行。
He started from Bethlehem.
离开以法他有一段的路程。
On the way to Ephraim.
以法他就是伯利恒的地方。
And that is Bethlehem.
拉结在生产的事情上感到非常的艰难。
And Rachel had a difficult birth.
所以收生婆对他说。
And so the midwife said.
你不要惧怕，你还要生一个孩子了。
Do not be afraid, for you have another son.
女子不是弱者。
Woman is not a weaker sex.
女人是很伟大的。
They are great indeed.
每一个女人生孩子以前都没有生过孩子。
Every woman before they gave birth had never had the same experience.
生第一个孩子是冒了生命最大的冒险。
And so when you have your firstborn, you have taken the greatest risk.
但为了爱情的缘故。
But because of your love.
他们承担了人类传宗接代应当负担的最痛。最严肃的事情。
And a woman would take on this most solemn responsibility in humanity.
所以我们一定不可以忘记孝敬我们的母亲。
And we need to be filial, therefore, towards our mother.
当男人在性生活里面享受的时候。
When a man enjoys his sexual life.
他们没有女人对以后养孩子、管孩子、教孩子严肃的终身的责任感。
They do not have this sense of responsibility the way a woman would have because she would bear a child.
做母亲的把孩子生出来以后呢
？When a mother gives birth to a son,
从那一秒开始，每时每刻都会注意孩子哭声是什么意思，他的需要是什么，我对他应当怎么照顾，他是不是在危险中间。日夜把这个责任承担起来。
Every single moment, the mother will bear the responsibility over the child, whether he's crying, hungry, or in danger.
做父亲的不是如此。
Not so for the father.
孩子生出来几天，他还忘记已经多了一个孩子。
Very often, some men forget that there is a newborn.
孩子生了很多头，不记得哪一个是排第几的。
And if you have many sons, the man cannot remember the order of the children.
甚至叫他念自己的孩子的名字都念不出来。
Sometimes they even name them wrongly.
所以男人跟女人是很不一样的。
Men and women are very different.
大家说一二三，男人跟女人是，你也要念的是吗？大家念的一二三，男人跟女人是很不一样的。那今天给我们看见雅各最难等候的就是拉结生孩子这件事。
And this incident, Jacob waited for it for a long time.
所以等拉结生第一个孩子的时候
，When Rachel had her first son,
雅各等了好久好久，他不爱的女人生了十个以后。他爱的女子才生一个。
After 10 sons from the women that he did not love, this beloved one gave birth to one
son. 如果生育孩子需要一两年的时间。
If it takes 2 years to have a child.
那么他等了十多年才看见自己所爱的妻子生一个孩子。
This meant that he waited more than 10 years for the beloved wife to give birth.
当他所爱的拉结生第二个孩子的时候。
And when Rachel, his beloved, gave birth to the second child.
就这样丧命，就这样生产以后，他就离开世界了。
She died after the son was born.
所以雅各的生平是充满可歌可泣，流汗流泪，许许多多非常难明白的事情。
And so Jacob's life was very dramatic. Many incidents that are difficult to understand.
拉结生孩子的时候
，When Rachel gave birth,
她遇到很大的艰难。
She met great difficulties.
收生婆对她说
，And the midwife said,
你不要难过
，Do not be afraid.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be sad.
因为你又要得到一个男孩子。
For you have another son.
他当然很盼望这个孩子好好的生出来，他也可以做母亲，享受有一个新的孩子的快乐。
Well, of course, she would have looked forward to the joy of a newborn.
但是他根本等不及。
But she could not wait.
他就这样死了。
And she died.
当然雅各难过得不得了。
And of course, Jacob was very sad.
在赶路的中间，看见自己所爱的孩子生第二个孩子的就死了。
In the midst of the journey, his beloved wife died in childbirth.
所以雅各就这样把他的妻子埋葬在那里。
And Jacob then buried his wife along the way.
给他立了一个石碑。
And then set up a pillar.
当摩西写这本书的时候。
When Moses wrote this book,
已经离开雅各的时代好几百年的时候。
It was already hundreds of years after the era
of Jacob. 他记下这句话。
And he recorded this.
到今日还在。
Till to this day, that pillar still marked the.
摩西跟雅各的时期差多少年呢？
The era of Moses compared to Jacob.
雅各以后有约瑟。
After Jacob, there was Joseph.
约瑟以后，因这个以色列人在埃及有430年做他们的奴隶。
Joseph, the Israelites were enslaved for 430 years.
以后摩西才蒙上帝的恩典，把以色列人从埃及领出来。
And Moses, by the grace of God, led the Exodus.
所以到摩西的时代，
by the time Moses came,
四五百年以后，
about 400 years later,
那个石碑还在那里。
The pillar that marked Rachel's tomb was still there.
那我们今天呢，谈到雅各的生平。
But when we look at the life of Jacob,
我们就差不多要把它结束了。
It is coming to a conclusion.
接下去重点就不是那些家族跟他们的后裔的记载的这些事情了。
The emphasis later on will not be about the family anymore.
我们看见上帝借着雅各建立一个新的族系。
We see that God has created a new tribe through Jacob.
上帝借着雅各的12个孩子建立了一个国度，一个选民。
Through the 12 sons of Jacob, a new people, a new nation was born.
从此以后，
from this point onwards,
这个孩子所建立的国，
the kingdom by, represented by the 12 sons,
就变成在历史上上帝在地上的政权的一个代表，
became how God's power is represented on earth.
以色列国，
the nation of Israel,
是被拣选的子民，
was made up of the chosen people.
被拣选的国度，
it is a chosen nation.
这12支派，
So the 12 tribes
被称为上帝在地上以色列的全家，
became the whole family of God on earth.
流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦、又是便雅悯。
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher.
这12个支派，
12 tribes,
就代表上帝在地上的选民。
They represent the chosen people of God on earth.
也可以说，等于世界上真正有正统教义的一个宗派的一个总代表。
It is also a main representation of all who had the correct doctrines.
The denomination.
Denomination.
所以凡是有纯正信仰的宗派，
therefore all denominations that have pure faith
都应当彼此尊重，
should respect each other.
宗派的存在是一件历史的需要，
the existence of denomination is a historical need.
宗派的存在是因为语言的需要，
denomination exists because there are different languages.
宗派的存在因为系统的不同，但是需要各自存在。
There is also a need that arises from governance and systems.
那些不纯正信仰的就不是教会。
And those who do not have pure faith cannot be considered church.
所以我们不可以把所有的异端跟宗派等量齐观。
We cannot treat the heretics as part of a denomination.
我们不可以把那些错误的信仰跟纯正信仰的教会等量齐观。
We cannot treat a church that preaches the wrong thing with the orthodox church.
后来在这个系统里面，十二支派中间，神后来兴起一个人叫做摩西。
Within the 12 tribes, God raised a person by the name of Moses.
希伯来书的时候讲了一句很重要的话语。
The book of Hebrews has an important statement.
摩西在上帝的全家是敬重的。
And Moses was faithful in the entire household of God.
摩西自己有没有支派呢？
Was he from a certain tribe?
摩西自己有他自己的支派。
He had his own tribe.
摩西是利未人跟利未人所生出来的利未人。
He was a Levite born in the household of Levites.
所以摩西是利未支派的子孙。
And so he's a descendant of the tribe of Levi.
但摩西的侍奉不是单单为利未支派。
But he did not just serve his own tribe.
所以呢，希伯来书说他是在上帝全家敬重的。
Book of Hebrews say he was faithful to an entire household.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们不能脱离，我们不能没有我们自己原来我们出生的那个限制。
It tells us that we cannot escape from the constraint of our birth.
但是我们的侍奉不可以受我们的限制所限制。
But our ministry ought not to be constrained by our original constraint.
我们没有办法，没有种族的存在，没有这个我们的这个支派的存在。
It is not possible not to have a race or not to have a tribe.
我们的侍奉不是为了支派，不是为了我们的种族，我们的侍奉为上帝。整个家的需要而侍奉。
But our ministry ought not to be for our own race, our own people, but for the entire household of God.
Moses 是利未人。
Moses was a Levite.
Moses 不是单单侍奉利未人。
But he did not just serve the Levites.
Moses 是出于利未支派的。
He came from the tribe of Levi.
但是摩西尊重所有的支派。
But he honored all the rest of the tribes.
自从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这个家庭的系统被建立以后。
After the system of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
看见从今以后教会就进到一个以神的选民以神的国度为中心的一个历史的记载的潮流里面。
We see that history recorded that the chosen people of God went into a system which represents the kingdom of God.
就需要那些有家庭观念有国度的观念为上帝整个选民观念的侍奉的人在里面。
And we need people who have the concept of a family of the kingdom for the kingdom of God.
今天很多传道牧师
Today, many preachers and pastors
他们只注意自己的堂会
would only take care of their own church
只注意自己的这个宗派
take care of their own denomination
只注意自己的系统
take care of their own system
这个没有错的
although this is right
圣灵摩西一定有他的支派的背景
Like Moses had his own tribe.
摩西有他自己这个种族的观念。
He had his concept of his own race.
但是摩西在上帝的家里面是全然尽忠的。
But he was faithful to the entire household of God.
所以他心里要包容所有属于上帝子民的所有的支派。
And so in his heart he must be inclusive and he must take in all the tribes.
这件事就成了我们对国度观念宽大心肠了解。一个很重要的提示了。
It becomes a very important reminder that we need to have kingdom concept in our life.
我的信仰是归正宗的。
My faith belongs to Reformed theology.
我的神学系统是从加尔文传下来的。
My theology comes from John Calvin.
而加尔文乃是代表纯正，要归回圣经的信仰的这个价值观。
And John Calvin represents how we need to return to the Bible.
他们最重要的思想跟马丁路德一样，就是呢。完全依靠圣经。
And his concept is similar to Martin Luther, and that is we rely completely on the Word of God.
Sola Scriptura.
It's called Sola Scriptura.
所以归正系统不是为了归正宗派自己而存在的。
Reform system is not meant for the Reformed Church alone.
归正系统的存在是为了整个上帝的家而存在的。
The existence of the Reformed system of thought is for the entire family of God.
归正神学终极的目的不是为了建立一个归正神学的教会而已。
The ultimate goal is not to just build a reformed church.
归正神学的终极目标是用归正神学的信仰作为一个复议，邀请全教会全心全意归回全本圣经。
The purpose of the reformed theology is to call upon the church to return to the word of God.
所以呢，这个宗教改革不是历史上的一个运动就停在那里。
The Reformation is not just a movement in history.
宗教改革是在历史上发生的运动，却光照历史每一个时期，把每一个时期都带回神的话语里面。
The purpose of the Reformation is to bring all generation back to the Word of God.
而宗教改革有可能建立照着他们信仰的教会。
The Reformation is possible to build a church based on its own faith.
这个教会的存在不是为了自己的宗派的存在。
But the church is not meant for its own denomination.
乃是为了整个教会的存在。
But for the entire church of God.
所以以色列的十二个支派。
Therefore, the 12 tribes of Israel.
就代表了上帝全体的教会。
Represent the entire church of God.
以色列是一家。
The Israelites may be one family.
上帝的教会在宇宙中间就是只有一家。
To show us that the family of God in the entire cosmos is just one.
教会里面有不同的组织，有不同的仪式，有不同的传统。
Within the church, there may be different rituals, different systems.
但是教会一定要寻找一心一信一主一席那个合一的基础。
But it must find the basis of union in the one Lord, one baptism, and one faith.
而合一不是出于一种勉强的外表联合。
And you do not combine just by force.
合一是从内心里面，因为对真道的认同，彼此之间心灵里面的合一。
Unity would refer to this understanding of the truth, the unity in our hearts.
当我们让宗派不同的传统继续各自存在的时候，
When we have this independent existence based on denominational tradition,
我们不认为这个会妨碍我们心灵里面不同宗派的人在同信仰的本质中间彼此之间相爱的合一。
It doesn't mean that we then cannot love one another in unity in our hearts just because there are differences.
这样就不应当有一个人是没有宗派，那他看自己是超宗派的。
And so not a single person should then declare himself to be above denomination.
每个侍奉的人都可以有自己的宗派。
Everyone who serves can have his own denomination.
但每个侍奉的人都不是单单为自己的宗派而活。
But you do not live for your own denomination.
每个宗派的人固守自己宗派的位分是没有错的。
It is right for you to defend your own denomination.
但是在我们自己的宗派中间，我们有一个开广的心，包容所有不同宗派、相同信仰的人，一同在主里面合一，这是应该也是美好的。
But we ought to have this heart that will accommodate others who from different denomination but share the same faith.
所以每一个侍奉的人，
every one of us who serve,
有一个心怀整个上帝全家的心智。
Need to have an attitude that will accommodate the whole house of God.
每一个侍奉的人，
every one of us who serve,
一定站在宗派的立场上去侍奉全家，而不是用宗派主义来拒绝上帝家的其他的成员。
Will then serve others based on his own denomination, but will not reject others based on this.
你们中有卫理公会来的。
Some of you are Methodists.
有圣公会来的。
Are Anglicans.
有浸信会来的。
From the Baptist Church.
有弟兄会来的。
From the Brethren Church.
都好研究怎样在至圣的真道上合而为一。
All need to understand and study how we should be one in the Holy Word of God.
彼此尊重别的宗派的存在。
And honor the existence of other denominations.
有这样的过度观念来侍奉上帝。
And serve God with such kingdom concept.
那么纯真信仰的人有资格建立教会。
Those who have pure faith are worthy to start their own church.
所以没有一个人有权柄去拦阻别人照着他的信仰去建立上帝的教会。
Not a single one of us are qualified to block another person from setting his own church based on the faith.
每一个宗派不是固执的自己存在，把别的宗派当作不是弟兄。
But all denominations ought not to be stubborn and then consider others as not their brothers.
像我们在上帝的全家里面敬重。
And we need to be faithful in the entire house of God.
我到处去的时候，
wherever I go,
我没有委言说我是归正信仰的传道人。
I do not go tell people that I am a preacher of the Reformed faith.
我也对他们说，我有权柄照着我的信仰建立归正的神学的教会。
I know that I am worthy to set up a church based on Reformed theology.
但我没有资格排斥别的宗派的人，认为他们不是上帝的儿女。
But I cannot tell other people that you are not the children of God because you are of another denomination.
我们在上帝的全家里面尽忠。
We want to be faithful in the whole house of God.
为了在全家尽忠，就忘记自己的宗派吗？不需要。
You need not then forget your own denomination.
为了侍奉自己的宗派，就排挤其他的支派吗？不可以。
But you cannot reject other denominations.
那你把这些东西把它融合的时候，
When you have a union in thought,
你可以有宗派，却不可以有宗派主义。
You can belong to a denomination, but it ought not to create a situation where you reject
others. 宗派主义是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have denominationism?
就把你的宗派绝对化。
And that is when you treat your denomination as absolute.
你把你的宗派神格化。
And to make it almost divine.
难道你把宗派当作你唯一侍奉的终极目标，难道就变成上帝家一个看不见的仇敌？
And you serve the denomination only, and it becomes an invisible enemy in the kingdom of God.
这是不对的事情。
This is not right.
所以求主给我们养成过度的观念。
May the Lord help us to have kingdom concepts.
且使我们可以保持我们是有自己的信仰立场。
At the same time, enable us to maintain our own freedom of
faith. 在保守我们的信仰立场的时候，
And when we preserve our own stand,
我们可以很坚决地持定我们所认知的真理。
We can hold fast to the faith we understand.
但是我们不可以绝对化相对的部分。
But we do not make things that are relative absolute.
在彼此相爱的这个实际生活里面，
In the life where we ought to love one another,
我们应当不把相对的东西当作绝对的。
Do not treat relative items as absolute.
免得我们把弟兄变成仇敌。
so that we do not treat our brothers as our enemies.
求主给我们在这个宗派的认知、全家的敬重中间明白这个真理。
May the Lord help us understand this truth in the matter of denomination. 因为
创世纪在不久我们要讲完它了。
We are about to finish Genesis.
你看见以后所谈的不再是一个人的事情了。
You will see that the Bible no longer talks about individuals.
以色列家的事情了。
But the family of Israel.
以色列族的事情了。
The race of Israel.
以后就变成以色列国的事情了。
And the nation of Israel.
这以色列国就变成以色列人。
And Israelites.
以色列人就是表示上帝所有的子民。
Representing all the people of God.
这个时候宗派的成分就成立在大同世界神整个家族的里面，不再突出来了。
And all of a sudden we talk about the universal family of God, not the individual.
那为什么呢？摩西在希伯来书里特别提到他在上帝全家敬忠呢？
Why would the book of Hebrews say that Moses is faithful to all the household?
他是一个伟大的领袖。
He was a great leader.
而且他是利未人。
And he was a Levite.
所以上帝要看他怎样回应一个很可怕的一个试炼。
And God wanted to see how he would respond to a horrifying trial.
上帝说，我的子民在旷野昼夜埋怨我，试探我。
God said that my people grumble and test me in the wilderness.
四十年里面，他们就是埋怨我，就是试探我，不信我。
For 40 years they grumbled and they do not believe in me.
上帝对摩西说
，And God said to Moses,
我只做自己启示，这些人断不能进入那安息。
I swear an oath upon myself, these people will never enter into the Sabbath.
那安息。
These people.
那什么意思呢？
What does these people mean?
不是 people. That Sabbath.
That Sabbath.
那个 Sabbath 什么意思呢？
What does entering into that Sabbath
mean? 就是上帝为他的子民预备的一个真正和平、真正和好、真正镇定下来的那个灵性的享受。
It was a spiritual enjoyment that God would set for his people through peace, through goodness.
跟他们每七天里面守一个安息日的安息是完全不同的事情。
Not the ritualistic Sabbath that they would observe.
以色列人的安息日是多得不得了。
There are many Sabbath rules.
他们还有安息年。
They also have Sabbath year.
那他们有许许多多安息的规条。
Many regulations.
但是上帝在以赛亚书对他们说
，God said in the book of Isaiah,
我恨恶你们的安息日。
I hate your Sabbath.
我恨恶你们的祭物。
I hate your sacrifices.
那么这里就告诉我们了，神真正要的不是讲日子的问题。
This tells us that God is not interested just on the dates.
神真正要他的以色列人明白的是那安息的本质，而不是安息日的时间。
God wanted us to understand the true meaning of the Sabbath and not just the calendar day.
这样，日子的本身变成相对的。
And so dates become relative.
安息日的安息变成绝对的。
That the peace of the Sabbath become absolute.
守安息日变成字句的。
And so observing the Sabbath is literal.
明白那安息变成精义的。
But understanding that particular Sabbath become the essence.
所以上帝对以色列人说
，God would say to the Israelites,
我恨恶你们的安息日。
I hate your Sabbath day.
保罗对犹太人说
，The apostle Paul says to the Jews,
我为你们守日子而惧怕。
I am fearful because you are observant to the days.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，旧约的真正意义不是日子的问题。
It tells us clearly that the Old Testament is not talking about this alone.
乃是人在基督的得胜里面与神和好。
About how we are one with God in the victory of Christ.
享受主赦罪的平安。